on their team. You want me to open it, or do you want to?
I'll open it this time.
You opened the last one as well, but
nobody cares. Okay, I have good opening this time.
Do it.
I hope you cut this part out this time.
It's staying like this.
As you can tell, we're very pro at this. We decided everything before we started.
Yeah.
This is Burger One along with Burger K. That was. How did you find the
first podcast reception?
Reviews.
I really liked it. I got really good messages. You know, everybody was like, "Oh, Admin K sounds like James Shards or Nasir Khan Jan." None of those. Nobody. That makes no sense to me. I ask anybody like who actually knows me in real life. I'll ask them, "Oh, do I sound like James Shards?" I'm like, "No, you don't sound like James Shards. You don't sound like that person." Do I sound like James Charles?
I don't think you do. I don't know what you sound like, because I can never tell what you're saying in the first place, which has been a struggle for you in your life.
Yes.
It has. Like, to see someone ask Admin K's name in public, that is a treat.
The other day, oh my god, yeah, yesterday we were at the gym and this guy was being a big, he was being a dickhead.
Kind of.
It was us two and another friend of ours, and we were at the gym. And
we were like discussing what to talk in the podcast about. We didn't know there was another guy in gym, was it?
I mean, like, even if there was, he should just mind his own business. So he comes up to us, he's like, "What are you going to do?" And we were like,
and I was just like, "Gym mein to gaane lage hote hain, bro." Like, "Tumhe kya matlab?"
It's not your gym, you don't know.
Uske baad uski koshish ye thi ki matlab wo involve hue hamare saath. Why are we talking about this? But sure. And he was like, "How long have you been lifting and shit?" And I asked
him. We were talking about big business deals, and he thought he could get some clout out of us.
Big business deals.
Yeah, we were talking about big business deals.
My favorite part was when he went, "I've been lifting since I was 15. So I just went, "So it's been like 10, 15 years, huh?" And his fucking face.
You said the coffee deer hoggy.
I'm so rude. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this, I don't care.
So,
don't pick me up.
But like, the first episode reception was pretty good. We thought, remember, like, when you recorded it, we listened to it.
I had to listen to it a lot
again, and I got so tired because I hate hearing myself.
Same, I hate myself.
And but
the reviews were really good. Honestly,
everybody said it was amazing.
Like, one of the most surprising things for me was people said they were motivated after listening to it. Like,
motivation.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Disco lights and exams.
Maybe that helps somebody out. But like, काफी अच्छी बात है कि people found motivation from that, and you actually like listening to us just talk.
It just drives us make more now. Now we're excited.
Yeah, the feedback has pushed us more. We've done a lot of work on the podcast this week, and hopefully in the coming month, you'll see what we have in store for you. Ooh.
Can we say what we have? Like,
maybe we have some guests coming over.
Some famous people, you know? Like,
okay, not that famous.
Okay, but no, but they're interesting guests.
Yeah, interesting guests.
You know, if you want a Joe Rogan style podcast, you're getting the guests.
Yeah, they're really interesting guests. Honestly, I cannot wait.
Yeah, so we're making some moves. The podcast industry. TRP podcast, we're coming for you, okay?
I don't know who that is, but
they're
sure, buddy.
This podcast in Pakistan.
TRP podcast, we're coming for you.
I want to do a podcast with Irfan Junaid. He seems like a very interesting guy. Everybody DM Irfan Junaid to come on the Salt of a podcast, right?
Oh, that would be wild.
Just like spam him every day.
So what do we have in store for today?
You know what? Let's get started. Let's talk about, what did you do last week? How was your week been, Admin One?
My week's been pretty annoying, because I had a week's off, so I was just chilling. That's why I was awake all the time. And I was just working overtime on Salt of a and everything for that. And I had to go back to uni this week, so pretty,
that's annoying.
But tomorrow is Kashmir Day, so we're recording this on Tuesday.
So it should be up
Friday or Saturday.
Whenever you're listening, it's up, okay, so don't complain.
Technical issues are our fault.
Now we figured out how to upload it.
We know the process a bit better. And if something is wrong, just put Admin 3 on the exam.
Admin 2
is Admin 2's fault. Okay? Admin 3.
He's a bit of a cultural reason, okay?
A sentence I said that I did not know would be so iconic.
It's
been quoted. It's Admin 1.
It's everywhere.
I saw it like 3-4 times. I was like, whoa.
So we've had a hectic week.
Then. How about you? You've been chilling?
I mean, I've been chilling. I've just been working on stuff, writing. Okay, I don't know if I could say it.
Nah, I don't.
I'm writing shit, you know, just working on myself. That's I went to Lahore Music Meet, which was interesting. Yeah, I went on Saturday. It was pretty fun. I met a lot of indie artists. A lot of cool creators, you know.
Yeah, cool creators.
No, you know what I mean. Like there's a lot of brands you never see like at like stuff like Soul, like Coke Fest and stuff like that. So it's cool to see like smaller people, like smaller artists.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that concept. Maybe we'll explore it a little in the future, uplifting people who don't have that much reach or like people who are struggling to get into the scene.
Yeah,
because for me it's very important to support people then. Because when we started off, nobody supported us. Hamari kisi ne nahi madad ki thi. I remember I had a phase where I Swainri has been amazing, man. Like I love Swainri, and then she texted us and then she followed us. Oh my god, Swainri followed us. and she was amazing, man. I used to have a highlight of Swainri K posts. I used to share all of her posts because I liked her so much. And then she found like our page and she's like, I saw the highlight. Like, it's so sweet of her. But haan, like shuru mein when we were growing, nobody gave a fuck. Kisi ne madad ki thi. And matlab credits bhi nahi koi deta tha. Matlab credits to ab bhi nahi deta.
Look at us now, motherfuckers.
But now like, alhamdulillah, wherever we are, we'll try to give back. Inshallah.
Haters will keep hating.
Admin 2 ka post dega kisi.
Admin 2 was right for that post. You know?
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah, if you're being so salty about memes, and you kind of need to get a life. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But all these people were super talented though. Like a lot of these artists that like some of them I've never heard before. Like there were only two I heard before, but there were like a lot of others which like I heard for the first time. And the people I went for, they heard for the first time. Like, oh my god, like. One of her friends who we go to gym with, he heard them and he liked them. So you know they're actually really good.
He doesn't like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's very picky with stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was most of my week. Like that's the only interesting thing that happened. So I don't have anything else that happened that week, I think.
Hi.
Very sad.
I had a lot of stuff, but I can't tell it because obviously.
All of it's like top secret, but these next 8 months are gonna be super.
Yeah, the next few months.
Should be super big for this.
Admin K is going to be doing a lot of stuff. I have uni. He is all in for this shit.
Yeah, it's like
I am with him as much as I can be, but I think he'll be doing most of the heavy lifting, boy.
We're gonna have big salt of a stuff, you know?
We're gonna
do things never done before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, first of a kind in Pakistan. First of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep supporting us, okay? My TikToks like karna, Milaj post kiya. Kuch kuch hota hai, you know?
Mera plan hai main bhi TikToks banaunga. What do I do at gym? That will be my TikToks.
Oh yeah. I told you we should do something like that.
Jo main gym mein karta hu. Basically gym mein na kabhi kabhi kawaliyan lagi hoti
hain. I just
Fortnite dance with them.
Oh.
Admin K will be doing a bench press aur main piche floss kar raha hu bas. That is going to be me on TikTok. Bas mera thodi uni se break kar
do. Kawaliyan are the worst. I don't know why they put kawaliyan at the gym, man. It's so weird.
No, it's like whoever gets there first.
I know, but like, why do you think Kavalia would be the best?
I don't know. The other gym I go to is pretty decent. In that
like, you want some like, you know? Okay, I don't know why I'm saying.
Admin K wants to do. Okay.
Like, I want to do.
He wants to do. Acha, kya?
Next thing, a lot of people wanted to talk about were O and A levels.
Ah, a lot of people wanted us to talk about that.
CIEs and CAIES are coming.
I'm pretty sure nobody laughed at that, but
nobody's supposed to. I was just I forgot how to pronounce it. But yeah, O and A levels, CIEs are coming. Okay, let's get down with O levels first. So, how was your experience in O levels?
Amazing. I loved O levels. Like, it was a. Basically, I have been a very major self-growth person. Yeah. And I think I grew the most in O-levels. Yeah. Like the exposure you get, going to events.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed O-levels. I think I discovered who I was in O-levels. Like, because I was always like pretty far away from the whole, oh my god, you should date someone scene. Because it was just very foreign to me.
I didn't even know people in that scene. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Mera though, I ignored it on purpose. Like I purposely kept myself separate so I could work on me.
Oh yeah.
So it was a very important time for me. That's why I tell everybody like you don't need to have someone like in O levels, man. Like focus on you.
So we're segueing into dating right now. Yeah, I don't know. Like people focus too much on getting someone.
Yeah, they feel like
if it happens, it happens. Yeah. But if it doesn't, like you shouldn't go out and be like, I'm gonna find a girlfriend today. I'm gonna find a boy.
Don't be like Shahzeb. If you know who Shahzeb is, good for you.
You don't count yourself lucky as well. But yeah, you should just focus on yourself. You know,
don't force anything. If it happens,
there's lots of life to live.
Okay, yeah.
That's all my point is that lots of life to live. Abhi tum 15 saal, like 15 16 saal, you're like tension alo. I mean, like I agree. Used to think that when I was 15, 16 as well, but like
yeah,
the sooner you realize that, oh, it's just nothing, you know.
Yeah, that was it's part of. I think I realized in 01 when everybody was like so into, oh my god, ladki baat kar rahi hai mere se. I was like, bro, you have your entire life.
Which people were these? I didn't even know these people.
I will start naming these.
Was it the person you were friends with?
Oh yeah, remember? Yeah. There were like a lot of people.
Yeah, but like
he was a good kid.
Was he? I think that's when he started his descent into.
I don't want to talk about that. You have too much hatred in yourself. This is not your. I am not your therapist. I am not your therapist.
We won't talk about that. But I feel like. Although I think A-levels was the, you know, like, glow up for me. Although I was like, super quiet, shish, super shy-ish, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't as shy. Like, I was slowly getting better. O3, I felt like I got better.
Yeah, O3, I realized that...
I think that's when I started going gym as well.
You did. Yeah. At the end of O3. I remember he'd come to school and be like, aaj maine 6 badam khaye hain subah, and he like have all his calories planned out. I was so proud of him.
I'm starting my diet from tomorrow again.
Because
I'd been
telling him to start gym since 02. I was like, you need to start, you know, like.
So I became fitness freak, you know. I used to like.
Yeah, and then he'd be in class feeling his his arm while the teacher.
Because of that, A-levels, everybody like people used to tell me like people behind my back in maths class used to be iski kam mein.
I bleep that out.
Oh no! Oh my god, that was so stupid.
Yeah. Bleep that out, please.
No,
he got very jazbati because. Uski kabhi aise nahi hui. You didn't see him doing the hand gestures I just did.
Okay,
imagine like someone describing Kareena Kapoor. Uski kabhi aise kaise hui.
So let's move on. But
O-levels
was like,
okay, like yeah. So O3 was when I realized you don't need approval from people.
I mean,
I think that was very big because I learned how to be self-sufficient.
Once you learn that, you're like,
You don't need approval, and I like it's very important. I don't think a lot of people get this, but you don't need to hate yourself because other people will do that for you. Like, you need to just hype yourself up, man. Tell yourself you're the best there is.
Have you seen the confidence in my TikToks? People have been calling, other meme pages have been calling me Khusra, okay? And I'm like, you don't have the confidence, I do. No, but like, yeah, right. You shouldn't need approval for anything.
No.
You should always,
like, always do what you think is right. That doesn't mean that
you don't need approval, but it is good to take criticism, okay?
Critical thinking is very important.
Don't be like, I'm not going to listen to everybody, I'm only right. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying listen to people, take criticism from everywhere, and then collectively like...
Basically, like, critical thinking is very important. Like, listen to everybody, but do what appeals to your rationale. Like, you should know how to make your own decisions, but you shouldn't just make them on... Yaar, is pehle bande ne mujhe ye cheez kahi hai, so I should do this. You should have the ability to combine it all together and then come up with your own solution
And you're gonna make mistakes like along the way.
How do you think Admin K was born?
80% of the decisions you make are gonna, like, I think 80% of the decisions you make in life are always mistakes. So 20% are like, achha, now I can fix this.
Yeah, I think it's amazing to make mistakes, honestly. Why do people get scared of it?
I don't know. It's like
I failed so much. It's so amazing.
Exactly. No, but like it's like it's better than like not doing anything.
Yeah, like harkat mein barkat hoti hai, bro.
Because if you do something like we do stuff for Shalter, and like sometimes stuff doesn't.
Yeah, you know the shit. I did merch because I wanted to just, even if I failed, which I did for the majority of the first year of it.
Because of some other persons.
Wow. But like, I learned so much now. I learned about all these markets and how to negotiate and how people charged me way higher than I was supposed to be charged.
No, but that's how you learn, like, by doing so. You can't be like, okay, I'm not going to do this because it's too risky.
Yeah, you need to explore.
You need to take some risk in life, you know? I feel like if you don't, then you're just going to be boring.
Yeah, there was this quote, I don't know who said this, but it was, if you don't have people who hate you or disagree with you, you've never done anything of substance in life.
Well, yeah, I heard something like that.
When you do something of substance, someone is going to be like, yaar, ye kyun kar? Like, jealousy, hatred, whatever it is.
If someone's not hating you, that means you're doing something wrong, you know?
Yeah, so thank you for telling me I'm doing the right things.
If someone's hating you, then you should look at yourself and be like, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm a gangster.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I've been watching too many gangster movies. I watched Goodfellas for the third time yesterday. I saw it with myself. Then the second time I saw it with a friend. And the third time I watched it with my dad.
Oh yeah, we did see it.
Then I watched Scarface. Okay. Nice one. Then I watched Scarface. You know, that's why I've been seeing Chico.
It's in the eyes. The eyes don't lie. I haven't watched a movie in so long, man. I haven't had time.
I have too much free time now. Like when I was not taking a semester off in uni first semester,
I think no, they're not clear on this, so we should tell them properly. So yeah, Admin K is taking the semester off. So he has like how many months off right now?
8 months actually.
He has eight months off. So he's just been chilling.
I tell him you're on vacation, you're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, no, it's not. Next semester just starts in August, it's okay. It's for everybody. You guys are gonna be done in 3 months as well. Okay, don't do that.
Easy peasy.
I have 8 months off. You know?
Also, you guys need to stop bullying me for saying easy peasy. Yeah. Every post I make, niche, comment hota hai ki, easy peasy, bro. Oh, koi masla nahi, easy peasy.
Oh my god.
Don't bully me.
Why is that a thing? Was that from last podcast?
No, I just type it a lot. I said it on purpose so I could
type. Oh, I say easy a lot. Like, it's easy.
Yeah, I basically start saying stuff to make fun of people.
And then it becomes your own thing.
And then I start saying it. Like, I was doing that. Us din tumhare saath hi live pe tha. So, ek ladki aayi thi live pe aur wo baar baar bro kehti ja rahi thi.
I was calling her, I was like, bro.
I was vibing with her. So,
I just seven times.
Main har sentence mein teen bro to dalta tha. Shuru mein, beech mein, end pe. Now I've been saying bro for the whole week.
Yeah, people say bro too much are annoying, you know?
Haan bro.
No, people say unironically are so annoying, you know?
Yeah.
I hate pretentious people. I don't know where that came from.
I'm not your therapist.
I hate people who think they're too big for everybody else.
Yeah, it's just, like... I think I said this last time too. It will pass, so don't get here.
Yeah, exactly. Like stay humble.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar said it best. Bitch, stay humble. Bitch,
sit down. Bitch, humble. Stay. Yes.
Also, we segment so much. We're talking about exams. We should talk about exams as well. So, as a CIEs, how did you deal with them? You know, I feel like now that in retrospect, even if I messed them up. They were
pretty
easy.
Yeah, they were. I remember you guys studied so much, but I always like thought, yeah, I shouldn't let it get to my head. I started in January.
So many people tell me they're studying for a month before they got A's.
And like, yeah, I basically started studying a month before, but basically, mocks mein na main maths mein fail ho gaya tha. Fail, I had 51, but I realized I was so bad at math. So January, I just did past papers maths. जो पेपर में आता है वो बेसिकली पास पेपर्स का ही फॉर्मेट होता है. आप खुद आपको किसी से ना नहीं आ सकता. वो सेम क्वेश्चंस होते हैं, उनकी बस वैल्यूज अलग होती
है.
A-levels.
You know, they're like, okay, you know what?
We weren't also blessed with the best.
Teachers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, you remember...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mr. Pendulum.
I hated her. If you guys ever think you hate a teacher, you don't. Because you haven't met me and my hatred for this man.
Okay, so basically, this one assignment, Admin K cheated off me exactly.
It's a homework assignment, right?
Uh-huh. He copied my exact paper, word to word. And end pe mere se bhi 20 marks zyada.
I got like an A and I got like a C in our assignment and it was a homework assignment and I was like, yo, he just hated you, that teacher, I don't know why, and you hated him.
It was very mutual.
It was very mutual. You know, like we used to stay in class. I remember one time in class, like he gave us a worksheet and I didn't do it. I just wrote you know his name now.
Bleep so, it out.
Beep, Mr. Professor, this is a cunt. Professor, this is a BC. Professor, this is a this gali. This
oh
gali.
Yeah, there was a sheet just filled aage piche, full upper se niche tak, choti choti writing mein where they just swear words.
Swear words. I spent 2 hours doing that. That's how much I hated that man. Yeah. 2 hours, I could have spent studying. I spent dedicated on this interview.
And that's why, that's what you shouldn't do in A-levels because it did not go well for him.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know my A-level result. They'll never know because I'm already uni.
Yeah.
I played it smart. Even though I was super scared. I was like, well, they asked it for me. And they did ask, to be honest. I just don't know it. They know it. So they thought it was okay.
Wow.
They like, send us your candidate number and roll number. I was like, okay, here you go. And I'm like, okay, you're good to go. But yeah, for A-levels, you should start studying from A1.
I think A-levels, you need to be saath-saath for it. Because I was very decent. I was very decent at A-levels. All the way through, I had A's, like, mids, mocks. And tuck, I had, my predicted were A-stars, I think.
Yeah.
But end pay, like, you don't take A-levels.
You get tired of it.
I got, like, itne ganda nahi tha, like, from what you have in school to the transition.
It's so weird.
It is like, oh, beta leto.
And yeah, it's so weird. Like, you know, like, that's so much. It's like four subjects. You're like, oh my God, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
Subjects but, I like doing. O-levels was like 10 and I could do that. I could easily.
It's
do
a this. Very, very
And then,
big
like,
jump.
The paper comes and there's like 6 papers you have to prepare for. And like, they all mark you like stupidly. And your teachers are even worse and don't know how to teach you. And it's just so bad.
Yeah, you just need to pass papers.
Lower American school, I'm going High school.
Oh, dollar bhi badh gaya.
Dollar bhi
badh gaya. Ah, remember I made memes on that. Jab dollar badha tha, maan gaya. He's like, no, family problems. Kuch nahi hota.
Oh, but yeah.
Damn fund mein paise dalne ke bajaye admin kiye ki education ko donate kare.
If you guys want to, I won't complain. I set up a GoFundMe. You can donate as much as you want.
I'm joking.
Every dollar is appreciated. No, you're not joking. This is my education we're talking about. If you want to see your favorite salt of admin, go through college and get a degree.
But like, if he goes to college, he can't make TikToks, guys. So like,
guys, no, I can do them in college. Don't worry, I can do them in the snow. You want snowy TikToks? You know, a bit
don't,
of.
Don't turn into admin too. Oh, I'm not a ball down.
Why are they awake at this time? Oh, wait, it is.
But it's so cool, like, because someone's online all the time now on SaltPur. Because
I mean, we were online all the time before as well, but all of us have very bad sleep schedules.
Yeah, I'm always online.
I
sleep like 6
whenever
hours.
Whenever I'm up, which is usually the only time I'm not up is from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That is fucked up, bro.
Blame.
Basically, I used to sleep like 12 hours, but then I heard this Arnold video where he goes like, if you need to sleep 8 hours, sleep faster. You don't need more than 6. Shut the fuck up. I was like, okay, Arnold.
You're supposed to have
6
to 8 hours at least.
Yeah, I sleep like 6 to
6:30
hours.
I have too many hours of sleeping. I was talking to this friend. I just realized I can't say the name. But I was like talking to this friend and I was like, I just get random and said, why the fuck are you awake? And I'm like, what do you mean? I have trachea. Why are you awake? He's like, okay, never mind.
Never mind, bro. Yaar, itni mujhe tab chadti hai. Matlab, aap mere se baat kar rahe ho, aap bhi uthe hue ho. Why are you mad at me?
Why are you asking me if I'm awake, man? Like, you're awake. I have nothing to do. You have
shisha dekho.
Shisha dekho. Why are you awake?
Don't judge me until you judge yourself.
Say that because they care most of the time unless you're paying cuts.
Oh yeah, sure. No, yeah. They just want you to not talk to them and go the fuck to sleep.
Oh, then why did they message me saying why are you awake?
Because they want you to be offline. The green dot.
Oh,
ye bench.
Why is that online?
Ye mara kyun nahi hai? Ye online kyun hai?
Yeah. So all levels, that's it. Just study. You know,
I just recommend past papers. I don't think you need to stress too much about
it. Don't stress that tough. Let's be confident.
Just do past papers.
Study enough, you can quit confident. If you took attention only, that means you haven't done enough, you know?
I don't agree with that because some people are very bad with this.
Just study 2 hours a day and you'll be good. Like, have a time set, you know?
Sure. I didn't do that much.
I mean, it's
yeah, good. I don't know. I'm very bad. The thing with me is I pay attention in class. I don't spend 2 hours writing with the fucker teacher.
I feel like that would be a smart idea. If you're not doing that, you should stop. but something people want to talk about is food in Lahore, especially.
Food in
Lahore. What is your favorite food place in Lahore?
Mama ka khana.
What's on the phone?
Yeah, the thing I don't eat out a lot now.
You know what I thought would never happen? I thought I'd never miss college food. And I miss college ka dorm ka khana. I don't know why.
My uni has really good food.
I'm tired of Pakistani food. I thought I would miss it so much. But ek mahina ho gaya and I'm tired of it. It's actually like getting to me. It's like roti, chawal and salad. All the time.
Those are your financial troubles ki wajah se na.
I will send you McDonald's. You should buy Saltimore merch and help me get through college. Okay? Hashtag pay for admin case college. But Pakistan, I feel like, what's your favorite type of food to eat?
I really like. Don't say mama ka khana again. I'm not very picky with food.
No, but like, you know, yeah, everybody has a preference.
So my favorite thing to eat is aloo keema, bro. Like,
really?
Yeah, I love aloo
keema. I used to love dal and keema so much when I was like started gymming, but then I used to eat it every day. And
my diet right now
is 2 rotis worth of like keema and dal. And yeah. Now you know when you eat something so much? Like, this happened to me with lasagna as well. I ate it so much, I started puking after eating it.
Oh yeah, I know this. You told me this story.
Now lasagna smells mujhe itni buri lagti hai. Like, aur lasagna mein hota bhi keema hai. And I'm like, I can't look at it anymore. Like, keema, I can force myself to eat, but dal is so hard right now. Because I ate it so much back then.
Oof.
So I had to like find substitutes. Like,
I relate. Abhi toh meri diet is very, for the past 2 years, it's been very same.
Doesn't look like it, buddy.
I fucked my leg up. Don't attack me. I'm not
tattooed. I'm not tattooed. I'm not tattooed. I'm not tattooed. I don't need this hatred. Don't patch it.
Maybe because, like, you know how fit I was, though. Like,
yeah, you weighed the same as me, and I weighed 10 kg less than you. Yeah. So that's how fit we were.
But basically, I hurt my knee, so I couldn't. I was bedridden for 3-4 months, so I've been shit done. But my diet was basically just chicken fillets and salads.
That's where I'm gonna start. I was just hungry all the time, so I got fat. That's my excuse.
I was hungry all the time, so I got fat.
I stopped gymming.
Our children in Africa, they don't get.
They do. They just don't have the food to help them.
Okay, we're gonna get attacked for that.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty much. Like, you know, they used to be saying stuff like that.
Uh huh.
It's nothing.
Oh, this. We
donate some food.
Oh, my.
What do you mean? No, is that I can attack
for charity? Khud nahi hai.
I can attack for charity as well.
तुम्हारे पास खुद पैसे नहीं है खाना खाने के
आते
नहीं तुम दो रोटी दाल खाओ
नहीं नहीं but like my favorite food in general is it used to be pizza but I can't find good
pizza. I've eaten so much pizza now that it's like
I never get that. You know what pizza I really like is pantry ka pizza.
Yeah, there used to be this one Sopranos. They used to
Sarpino's ka Sicilian pizza. If you haven't eaten Sarpino's ka Sicilian, you are missing out on the best pizza in Pakistan.
It's really good. I really like it.
It is amazing. It is actually amazing.
It's very, not a lot of people know about it.
It's on Food Panda. You can go and order it. Order it right now.
I wish we had a code on Food Panda. So we could
at Food Panda, at Sarpino's, where is that sponsorship?
Nah.
I can't wait for a second sponsor. Anybody who, if anybody's listening, knows someone who wants to sponsor your podcast.
Oh yeah.
5 minutes, 10 minutes ke hum bolenge unko bharayenge please.
I'm not doing 10 minutes for sure.
For the money, boy.
Nah, if it's good though, if it's like worth it. Because I've always been like, I can't promote shit I don't believe in.
What if they give you $1,000?
Nah.
Or 10,000?
Nah.
Yeah.
10,000 is a lot, but then I'd find a way to believe in it.
I'm gonna start believing in it.
I don't know, honestly.
I mean,
because like for me, it's like they're somebody's trusting me for my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's not worth any amount of money.
I'm not
gonna promote diet pills and shit, you know.
Yeah, like yeah, that okay. Shit. Like, I mean, shit that would harm people, I would never
that
do
shit,
that.
That's
like,
crazy.
If I know you're fucking
if any of your mothers or fathers or desi aunties recommend something like whitening cream or diet pills, I want you to take the whitening cream and throw it on your face.
Ah, ab gori ho jaye.
Ha, ab
I'm beautiful.
There's nothing wrong with being any color, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Admin K is like fucking golden.
at this point.
I'm Emirati.
No, like, I don't get it. It's such a Najib stigma to have, like...
I don't know.
I think... I was studying about this. I feel like
brown people are more attractive anyways.
Yeah, sure.
They're white.
Many, I don't care about that. Color, complexion, all this.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean...
It's like... I don't... It's all so deep-rooted. I was studying about it and... basically because of the British comment. Nah, we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. No,
I was
going to
talk
about
it. I read a lot of papers on this.
Like, this is why I get very angry at family gatherings as well. You know? Like, there's always this uncle or auntie.
There's always this uncle. Yeah, and kali some,
and yeah. I say something like very like, you know, like passive aggressive. My dad looks at me like,
Oh yeah. Like,
I gotta go get some water now.
If I can roast a random dude at gym, I respond to my fucking uncle.
No, but like, I would be more aggressive, but like, you know,
you need to.
Your mom and dad are like, My mom and dad know me. They were
Thanos wali log,
matlab. Oh, my mom and dad know me. It's only all the sometimes they're like, "Achha, control me, rana." And they also know, like, I get like angry about stuff like this because they're not vocal about it.
Oh yeah.
Like, even sometimes when my parents,
I'm very outspoken in that sense. Like, if I don't agree with something, like,
I feel like everyone should be outspoken.
There was this person giving an Islamic lecture, and he just went, "K." Morals, like the ones in the Quran, are embedded in person's soul.
No, that's not true.
I just said I disagree, and everybody looked at me like I'd committed a crime. I'm allowed to question my religion because that's how my belief is strengthened.
You're allowed to question everything.
Right? I question everything.
If you don't question,
you should.
If you don't question anything, that means, you know, you're doing something.
You shouldn't be
right.
A sheep, man. You shouldn't be a sheep.
Yeah, you should.
Like, question whatever you can because it's good. It helps you strengthen your belief in whatever it is. Like,
yeah, and also, like, I don't know, like, people in Pakistan are just so. There's no room for conversation here.
Exactly. So I just said, I disagree with you, sir, because there was this like big seminar and I was just there and I said, I disagree with you. I don't think your point makes any sense. And he didn't even explain it to me. He was like, I don't have an answer for that. There's a lot of detail to this conversation, but uske baad, after the seminar, all of my friends were like, I was like, no, what the fuck?
Okay,
like,
the thing is,
you need to,
well, I don't know why people here, like, people in Pakistan realize there's a whole world. We are a very small percentage of this world, right? And like, we hear it from countries like India, again, even though they're not the best, but you know what? They're making more progress than we do.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're,
they've
passed more laws than we would ever probably pass in the next 50 years for accepting others. And like, we all of us like to moan about other countries a lot when we don't fix the stuff that's already wrong in our country, you know?
I agree. Like, hame apne upar kaam zyada karna chahiye. India is way more progressive than we are, and they've made a lot more progress. But abhi udhar jo ho raha hai,
it's so... No, but like, that happens here as well.
We forget to see... Like, there's bad shit everywhere, and
we try to
criminalize them over the same shit we do. Like, there's
it's
this.
It's like very hypocritical.
We're very hypocritical.
We tend to only focus on, oh, is this the Islamic Republic of Pakistan?
Oh yeah.
Like, no, this is Mahira Khan. Those are my favorite. This is Patrick. This is the Krasika.
That's the issue we have. Our country is basically a giant poo-poo at this point.
This is a way. Big popo. Very big, fat, overweight popo.
Like your mom.
You can either make jokes about liking my mom or not liking her. You can have to make one of the two.
I love them curves, bro. Like, thick woman.
Everybody's going to talk about my mom on the podcast.
What? She's like, I like
her. Can you stop?
What a woman.
1,000 people know my mother has curves.
She kind of thick, though.
Okay,
I'm trying to drag it out as much as I can.
Moving on, what was your favorite food again?
Alu Keema.
Okay, I think mine is pizza or steak. I really like a good steak.
Steak mujhe bhi bahut acha lagta hai. But like, mera jo favorite food hoga, like cheat days pe jo main khata hu, Alu Keema. Dead ass. Alu Keema with that Nestle ki dahi. Oh, tumhari ammi nahi acha banati hongi wo.
Shut up, my mom is good.
Okay, sure.
She doesn't.
Sure.
Okay, don't. I don't have anything.
She knows her way around meat, is all I'm saying.
Oh, okay,
dab.
I'm leaving this page. This is the last podcast recording. I'm sorry. This is the finale. Two episodes in, we have.
No. Like the Beatles, we have broken up.
You can record it with Admin Fiefs.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be fun. Agli dafa usse bhi bulayenge.
We should do a football podcast.
Right? Yeah, we'll do a football podcast with him. You should study a player on football.
I want. Okay, Mr. United.
I'm a Barca kid. Thanks. We are United. Bruno Fernandes, what a signing. we need to talk about it. Let's just record a football podcast right after this.
We have to go to the gym, buddy.
Oh. Ah, fuck.
We can't miss out on the gains, you know?
Bruno Fernandes. Achha, chalo, aage.
So I forgot what else we were supposed to talk about. Let me look.
I'll look.
Oh no. Childhood experiences, actually. You want to talk about childhood experiences?
What about them?
I don't know.
I had decent times with my Kari Saab. No, that's... Okay.
Yeah, I
actually, I did have some fun experiences with my Kari Saab. He didn't molest me, though.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But like, I once tried to kill him.
Are we keeping that in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. You don't try to kill your Kari Saab?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, he used to... Yeah, I don't know. Every Kari Saab's probably abusive. He used to tell me he was going to hang me from the fucking... Pankha, agar main zyada matlab agar main galat padh raha
hu ya
yaar, he used to have matlab mere kari sahab matlab agar main kuch galat padhta tha na to mere kaan pe bas rakh ke anguthi maarte the, aur ek din main tap gaya aur main bhaga aur and I got a knife aur main apni kamar ke piche chhupa ke laya and I was going to kill him.
Maine kaha
my cousin saw me do it and he stopped me, so wo bach gaya us din yaar, wo bahut zor ka maarta tha. ये क्यों नहीं यूनी जा रहा यार, द थिंग मोस्ट काई साहब डिड जो मुझे बहुत अनोइंग लगती थी, आई हैव दिस वेरी यू नो दिस, I don't like people slurping when they drink tea and eating loudly. And he, admin ke bahut unchi khata hai.
I do it all the time. I do it more just to annoy you guys. It's so.
Yeah, admin ke literally eats like. Pehli dafa khana mila hai kisi ko. Matlab chup chup ki awaazein aa rahi hogi. Allah, I have a very bad life.
When they say it every time, I just go.
What a cunt. But like Kari saab kya karte the? Wo plate mein chai dal ke na. उसको चाय में
आई सी पीपल डू दैट, आई हैव सीन 5 ईयर ओल्ड्स डू दैट, नॉट अ 30 ईयर ओल्ड
डू, ही लाइक ही वुड लाइक घुमाते थे और फिर पीते थे एंड ही वुडंट लीव अंटिल द चाय वाज फिनिश्ड, तो मैं उनका सिर्फ कप देख रहा था कि कब खत्म हो गई और ये चाहेंगे यहां से.
I've never had experience like that.
I what annoyed me was just Abhinandan yaad aa jata hai, bro, fantastic tea. Sabak padho.
Abhinandan was a legend, okay?
Oh yeah.
What a legend.
Sure.
He was, we should make a movie about it.
Jaja Abhinandan, the horse se nikal gaya.
The theme of Abhinandan.
Neelam Muri item song. घर आ रहा था और आगे दो आर्मी के ट्रक आगे गाड़ी गए और मुझे लगा हो गया मैं चुक लिया and then they just drove by. I was like, oh my god, was that like a threat? We can get you.
When I see a black man, I'm so scared. I see one with DJISP.
I love how you didn't mean to, but you called him DJISPR instead of DGISPR.
What's it? What do you mean?
It's DGISPR. DJISPR.
What's
change ho gaya na?
Oh, did you watch the Super Bowl?
No, maine nahi.
Oh, Shakira and J-Lo put on.
I saw the show.
We said, oh, no.
I saw.
No, but Shakira and J-Lo,
J-Lo is fucking
50,
man.
Like, yeah, and J-Lo looks
almost
like 20.
As fine as your mother.
Whoa.
Achha, I'm not gonna do that anymore.
Yeah, so, there's a very respectable woman. Okay,
she earns an honest living. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted.
J-Lo and Shakira have no good calls.
J-Lo was like, काफी अच्छा था, काफी अच्छा था.
I don't know who won or anything, you know. But like,
I don't know. I don't care, bro.
But the Super Bowl is so big, though. Like, did you see the fireworks and like how huge it was?
Yeah, I
did. It's amazing. Like nobody, even the FIFA World Cup isn't that big, guys.
I would not.
Trust me. I saw something online. Like, is like the attendance in person is much huger. It's much bigger.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
I feel like it was put on better, at least.
Probably, yeah.
This FIFA World Cup should have a halftime show.
Okay.
Shakira and J-Lo.
Yeah, World Cup ka halftime 15 minute ka hota hai. मैंने बाथरूम जाना होता था तो I wouldn't care.
It's like the Anderson Gibb versus Jake Paul fight.
Oh yeah, go to the bathroom, come back, Gibbs knocked the fuck out.
Poor Gibb, man.
Gibby.
Why don't we talk about YouTubers?
What were we talking about?
We're talking about
where have we
childhood ended experiences, but we can talk about YouTubers. That's what
some. No, we can talk about your childhood experiences.
I don't know what ones to talk about.
I have so many, man. I really want to.
For a later podcast.
I really want to tell them.
You want to do a whole childhood experience podcast?
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Like we could.
Oh, I have so much shit on you. You were a dumb child.
I was a dumb child. That was very true, but. If you want to see my dumb child experiences, smash that like button right now.
Oh yeah.
Make sure we get to 1k subscribers. We're on 750 right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah. If we get to 1k, then I will.
We need 4,000 watchers to earn money. So please keep. If you don't, even if you watch it once, just keep it on loop. Chet Abscoro. Just keep playing.
What is awkward?
Keep it playing in the background. You don't know.
Oh my god, money. Yeah, abhi to.
I need to pay my college tuition somehow.
wow, okay. That is not my motivation to do this.
It's a good motivation. I'm not spending it on drugs. Also, PSA, don't do drugs, kids.
Oh yeah, don't do drugs.
It will mess you up.
Oh yeah.
From personal experience.
I lost friends to drugs, so it's a very personal topic.
Yes.
Overdosing. Okay. It always starts off like.
Okay. Have you seen Scarface? Scarface and Goodfellas, the only reason they die is because they do drugs. They're doing everything good. The gangsters, they do like. They're
doing everything good. Running the gangs, life threatening experiences.
No, but the reason they like get caught is because they start drug dealing on the side.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scarface also fuck his sister because of the cocaine.
Alabama.
And then he says,
I really wanted to
say hello to my little friend. And then he dies.
Please don't do that.
Spoiler alert, Scarface.
Everybody knows that. Acha nahi though, but yeah, drugs bad. Just don't do them.
Okay, YouTubers. Anderson Gibb versus Jake Paul. You watch five?
Yeah.
I feel like Anderson Gibb, the nerves got to him, you know?
He was very nervous.
He's
off balance.
That's fine. You know,
everybody can perform one.
Do you guys want to solve for a boxing fight?
I will beat the fuck out of Adam K.
You don't know my boxing skills, okay?
Okay, sure.
I'll train you. To fight against you. The master becomes the teacher and the teacher becomes the master. Ooh, who's texting you right there?
Whoever is.
Naughty.
I
mean, the one is doing some, you know, side yung.
What the fuck?
You can talk about your money, I can talk about your text messages, okay?
What the
fuck? What YouTube
is I'm sorry, watch? Jazz. I need to put you on YouTube. Oh, ek dafa they gave me free 2 GB. I was like, yes, bro.
Dude, you know what? Everything over there is expensive, but like mobile, the phone plans are so expensive in America.
Okay,
they charge me like $50 every month.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you. It's,
it's very important. Was it in unlimited?
Oh, it was like, it was 8 GB, but they doubled it to 16 GB because I.
Auto paid. I get 750.
Yeah, to Pakistan, मुझे भी एक ही मिलता है मुझे.
$50
मैं जाए किसे माल ले जाता कि चलती होती तो वहीं चलाते.
$50 हो
गया. That's a lot of money. Yeah, like how I used to wake up every morning. I used to like, oh, where's my money? Fuck.
Oh.
I used to auto pay.
कोई नहीं. अम्मी अबू संभाल लेंगे. बेटा semester off लेना पड़ेगा. Did you find out after you got back that you were going?
I was planning on going 3 days before that.
Oh.
So I had my flight booked. That's what I told you. I had my flight booked.
So you found out after you got to Pakistan.
I found out like the week, three days before. I was,
basically, it was like a cousin wedding. You came home.
I came home and they were like,
Ab beta, kuch batana hai aapko.
Kya kuch batana aapko?
Thoda money kam ho gaya. Be aap. आपको याद है वो जुफेरा बाजी
की बेटी याद है
आज से उन्होंने आज से उनको आपने बाजी नहीं बुलाया
आपको भाई भी बुलाया आज से बेगम बेगम और प्यार शाल बोलो
जी सुनिए जी ओह
माय गॉड
दैट वाज मी गोइंग टू यूनी दैट वाज हाउ आई वाज ऑल प्लान्ड आउट आई वाज गोइंग टू बुक माय फ्लाइट आई वाज इन आई हैड पेड द इनिशियल फी एंड ऑल
Oh yeah.
And then the doctor was like, you need surgery. And my dad freaked out.
Whoa. But then I hear most about not being, because all my stuff is still there. my roommate's like, I'm keeping it here because I don't want a new roommate. I'm like, you know what? As long as you keep it safe, I don't mind.
Nice shit, bro.
Yeah.
Or kya hai, bro?
They put up a
post. What else do you have to talk about? Oh god, I said, bro.
We're supposed to give advice.
Advice on.
So I have a couple of things people have asked. Okay, and we. Disclaimer, we will make fun of you. We will take the piss out of you. We won't be always serious, but you know what?
Depends on the topic.
Nah, fuck you. Acha, Saltava doesn't reply anymore. Actually change, okay? Has the fame got to you, my friend?
No, we reply to like 50 people a day. But it's like, kafi zyada hote hain, yaar. Hum koshish puri karte hain, lekin nahi hota. The fame has got to you. Toba karo. I literally, mera to hota hai when I'm on the way home in the car, I'm replying to people. When I'm commuting, I'm replying to people. If I'm not driving. Yeah, like I tried my best to have like at least a half an hour a day to just reply to people. Because it's so sweet, like the support we get. Aside from, because that's what keeps us going. Me
that
at least.
That is true. That's what keeps me going. That's the reason I do.
Like hate aati. And then that one message reminds me. Okay,
yeah, one person says
I've not
five people say I'm sexy. You know what keeps me
going? Jhoot bhi bolte hain ye log. I don't care sexy. What?
they don't know me. Okay. I think this is serious. I take people's insults and judgments personally all the time. But I try not to show it. And pretend like nothing's happened and everything's all right. If you take it seriously, then you should be honest. You should be like, okay, guys, you know what? This mazak, I'm not cool with it. You know, I take it seriously. You know, and you can have an honest conversation about it. I think that's the way to go. If there's still dickheads to you, then you need to find your friends.
So it's basically people think it's very important to always be taking jokes. I don't certain topics. I don't take jokes for like you know this, and people got mad at me for like going. क्यों नहीं मतलब मैं आपके साथ वो मजाक नहीं कर रहा तो आप मेरे साथ भी नहीं करो सिंपल सी बात है रिस्पेक्ट माय बाउंड्रीज आई विल रिस्पेक्ट योर्स यू नीड टू टेल देम के
आल्सो डिपेंड्स ऑन नॉट
कंफर्टेबल विद लाइक दैट बाउंड्री अनलेस यू आर लाइक मतलब यू शुड आल्सो वर्क ऑन सेल्फ कॉन्फिडेंस एंड शिट के यू नीड टू बी श्योर के हां मेरे पास ये चीज है
जस्ट हैंग आउट विद पीपल यू आर ओके विद यू नो इफ यू फाइंड यू
डोंट हैंग आउट एंड इट्स आल्सो वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू नॉट जस्ट हैव यस मेन अराउंड यू और पीपल हु जस्ट वैलिडेट यू ऑल द टाइम
डाउन ऑल द टाइम यू नो
Yeah, I humble him. I tell him he's ugly.
I tell him he's fat.
5 kg fat. Okay.
Still pretty fat. 5 kg is a lot. You know, that's a big dumbbell.
Oh God. That's as much as our third friend weighs.
No, he's funny. Half of you don't even tell me Muslim, man. Half of you are just telling me the physical. How to cope with anxiety when my parents won't let me see a therapist? Okay, so I think the best way to like not top like completely cope with it, but something that kind of helps you know like control it is to like things like breathing exercises and writing stuff down.
Yeah. So basically,
and being consistent with it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we do it like 1-2 days, and we're like, okay, now it's not working. You gotta do it like for a month or 2 months slowly.
Basically, what I do is when I get anxiety because. I used to play a lot aur matches se pehle ho jata hota tha ki it would get to my head and that would like for the longest time it would fuck with me so I just defined what the worst thing that could happen would be warna my anxiety would be running wild ki ye ho jayega ye ho jayega and then I just slow down and I'd go what's the worst that could happen and I'd honestly answer that question
and you'd be like
it would just help my head calm down and then other thing that's really good is Oh shit, I've forgotten. Continue, I'll try to remember.
I think I used to have the same thing with debates. So I used to be doing debates and I have problems speaking in front of people. So slowly I got better. No, but like for debates, what I used to do was like, I used to be like the first speaker. And I used to be like really scared because sometimes I would what do I say? I'm gonna mess because but then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll mess up, so what? Like there's like six people that are listening to me, like it's chill.
That's how I learned because initially I wasn't very good on stages or giving speeches. But then the first one I gave, I stuttered a little. My legs shook so much behind the podium.
But you remember my first one? I don't know. That's a story for another day.
Story for another day. But yeah, like as I kept like giving them, because I wasn't scared. I knew I'd mess up and I was okay with that. And you should be okay with that. Yeah. You're like, you will mess up, and that's how you learn.
Just think of the worst case scenario and like think of like what will happen with that and be like, oh, that's not that bad. Even if something
and
really
even
bad
if
happens,
it happens,
right, it'll pass. Like,
see the positives. Like, you learn in the end. Okay, yeah. I'm sure we couldn't like help you entirely with it, but
if your parents ever do come around to giving you therapy, Therapy Works Lahore, I think, is very good. I said this last time, so it's just the only therapy place I know that she's decent.
Yeah.
I'm shorter than my crush and I really like her.
Is this a guy?
By the way, I'm actually short, like 5'4".
It's 2020, bro. Grow up.
I mean, if someone really likes you, I don't think they'll look at your height.
I think when you really like someone, you don't really care about the physical aspects of it.
Yeah, you just vibe with them, you know? You're like, I fuck with you,
I mean, Zaki's probably happy with his life.
Yeah, exactly.
Can he reach the top shelf? Fuck no. Who cares?
Do his parents love him? Yes, they do.
No, they don't. But let's move on.
No, okay. What else? Handling pressure. I mean, that's kind of what we just talked about, wasn't it?
Not really, but we can skip over.
How to deal with procrastinating?
And the 5-second rule is really good to help with procrastination.
It like depends. So if you're procrastinating, depends on what. Some people define procrastination as doing something when you're actually like doing something that's not studying. I don't think that's procrastinating. You're
it's very
something.
Important to be sure of that. Also, people end up. I did this a lot. I ended up doing a lot of stuff. I was working all the time, but I wasn't really getting anywhere. Because I'm someone who likes to be busy, but then I didn't understand till 2 years in, and I was exhausted, and I had made no progress in any of my goals.
You gotta be chill with yourself. You know, you gotta give yourself some leeway.
Obviously, but it's really important to streamline your life. You don't need to do everything somebody asks of you. Like,
you need
to streamline your goals.
You gotta choose stuff you like as well.
Yeah. You need to have your goals out there, and then you need to do stuff that helps you reach those goals.
If you do stuff you don't like also,
it's important.
You're gonna hate yourself forever.
No, it's important to do stuff you don't like as well though.
No, but like if you like pursue something, if you're like, I'm gonna do something for my whole life that I never wanted to do.
Oh yeah, of course. Because like, to get to the top of any field, like whatever you want to do, it's going to be so tough.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through barriers of time where...
And if it's something you never wanted to be a part of...
It will be hell for you. Unless you have that motivation, I want to make an app to help someone out. You won't be able to push through the challenges if you don't have that motivation. And if you're going to be closed, then what will
you do? Should I distance myself from someone I know I can't have?
Yes.
That's true.
I think you should, yes.
I think you should.
Because inevitably, you won't get over it and you'll just keep liking them more and it'll just hurt you in the long run. You could like take some space, try to get over it and then see if you can be friends.
Yeah, that's a smart move, yeah. Don't make stupid decisions, I think. I think that's all. Next time, give us proper questions to answer, guys. Come on.
No,
you could have done better.
Questions. So,
I mean, I expected better, okay?
You don't have to send me a message, right? My gang is good.
Okay, this is actually a serious one. I have financial issues. My sister's CIE's fees, school fees, plus my fees is too much. And our school said that we aren't allowed to come. My tests are on the 10th. I'm in 7th grade. Life show is a real cunt. I need advice. Sometimes, it's okay. Well, what I think, like Pakistan, like it happens everywhere, but like people just like
it's more like
sometimes families do go through financial issues. It's sometimes and sometimes stuff like that happens, and even though it feels super shitty that you're being like,
and you feel like you're only akele, like,
but trust me, like,
abhi dekhlo, like admin case is here. I know that's genuine, like something you can relate to. Like, it happens.
Yeah, you have to agree sometimes. You have to, like, kabhi nahi hoti cheeze.
And, like, take it to your advantage.
I'm taking a semester off, even though I didn't want to. I had to for some other reasons.
Yeah.
Not because of money.
Sure.
But,
you
have to. But you have to do it. Like, I learned how to do Photoshop. I'm learning how to do this. I'm learning how to do that.
So, don't let it get to your head that you can't do it right now. I'm sure something will work out, and maybe this is just an opportunity to learn a skill that might set your life, man.
Yeah. Make the best of
it. Work on you and try to be there for your family and your sister.
That is smart. अम्मा है कह रही है स्कूल से निकाल देंगे अगर रिजल्ट अच्छा नहीं आया. हर अम्मी कहती है कोई नहीं निकालता यार, हद होगी तुम्हारी.
कौन है ये हमाद? स्पेशल नहीं हो तुम.
मेरी अम्मी ने कहा है मुझे अभी तक अच्छा लगता है.
You should really study, bro. Yeah, just study. Don't make your mom not proud, okay? Make your parents proud. Yeah, aise mangao khush hote hain kuch nahi hota. No, achha. Right, what do you mean? Okay, how do I fucking knit hot chocolate? You take a chocolate, you make, give it a good haircut, buy it a nice suit, make it go to the gym. Oh yeah, hot.
Give it some good personality. I think that's the most important.
Oh yeah,
part.
But like,
very hot, very hot.
She asked for hot chocolate, not like cute chocolate.
No, but personality can be
personality
hot.
Personality can be hot, but what makes a personality hot for you?
I don't know, man. I think like I think as I've grown older, I legitimately I know people say this a lot, but I don't care that much about looks anymore.
Basic, हाँ, same, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, as you grow older, you understand के बंदा जितना भी प्यार अंदर से घटिया है तो फिर फायदा नहीं है.
No, like,
so my perspective is, as beautiful as you are, एक टाइम आएगा जब आपने बुढ़े हो जाना, आपको रिंकल्स पड़ जाने हैं, वो नहीं रोगे. It's like the personality that lasts.
That's my perspective. You think too deeper.
I'm sorry. I think a lot about shit.
That's the perspective, but mine is like, oh, like, you know, I don't. If I'm gonna spend time that much time with you, and you need to be someone I fuck with.
Oh, that's kind of explicit.
Not like, there has to be some chemistry, you know.
Yeah, that's what ugly people say.
I don't care about
it. No, I'm joking. I said it too.
I used to care about
it. I'm joking.
You're ugly as well, right?
Sure.
My ex and my BFF are dating. Oh, that's kind of... Your BFF's kind of a cunt for that.
Your BFF's a cunt. But also, if they're like, actually...
Nah, but like, you know, it's like the code, you know? You can't date your best friend, BFF's ex, you know?
Like, did they ask you, like...
Even if they ask you...
Your exes aren't pretty. I'm joking, yeah. I'm joking, I swear to God, I'm joking. You're so happy listening to that. You can't.
I wasn't happy. I just got.
You're like, oh my god, tea. Someone's gonna get mad if they're listening to this.
Okay,
amazing people, honestly. But like, no, I don't think I could because you can't.
Yeah, I don't think I could answer. That's just a dick move.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it would be too. I didn't date someone because I knew a friend liked them. So that's how weird I am.
Yeah, because I feel if you like the person. What was that movie, Edge of 17, where like the girl's like best friend dates her brother?
No.
I mean, like, it depends on the situation as well.
It's the situation pe bahut depend karta hai, kyunki agar end pe it's actually like something real, then you shouldn't like forsake it for that.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. Tell us the whole situation. I am Doc. Okay, I don't think we should name her.
Yeah, uski marzi hai.
You know who you are.
Zyada log aisi
harkat nahi karte. I think we should end it at that, you know. Good advice, you know. So,
okay. But, like, I don't know.
It's a good podcast. I think this was more entertaining than the last
one. I think the last one was better, but really? I think this one
was much better.
I think I made more jokes.
Yeah, I think it was more better.
Anyways, like, even though Admin K lied to you multiple times during that, he said he wasn't skipping uni because of not.
Okay, can we stop?
But he also begged for money multiple times. I am just fighting my case.
Admin K and Admin Raj, and you were listening to the Salt of a podcast.
Why did you do that to your voice?
Awuda.
No, why did you do that to your voice?